Welcome. Today I want to share a story of vulnerability with you, just so you and I can deepen our connection on this journey. A few days ago, my daughter woke up with a limp in one of her legs. To make a long story short, the doctor thinks it's a virus. It's actually somewhat common in toddlers, this virus that causes them to develop a limp in their leg that's sensitive to touch. It goes away in a few days, but if it doesn't go away by a certain date, then the doctor needs to look at it deeper. So you know, as a parent, it makes you crazy. And there's so much information now. Any little thing you see on your body, ache, pain, look it up and it sends you down this wormhole of scary news on God knows how many websites. Throughout this whole pandemic, I've managed to be calm and able to share that calmness with you. But when it comes to my own child, I've not been able to apply my meditation skills to this circumstance. And you've heard me talk about the crisis personality, which basically states that under certain emotional states, your personality changes. And there have been moments over the past few days where I've been calm because most likely this goes away in a few days, it's all good, and I've just managed to worry like a champion. But over the past few days, there have been moments where I'm paralyzed with worry. And I know I'm not alone. I can think of almost any friend I know who's a parent who has a story like this. I've heard the whole gamut from friends over the years and what they've been through with their kids. I'm guessing some of you can relate. And somebody in this program is my former yoga student and a renowned pediatrician. So I called her last night and she was super helpful. Thank you. And I told her it's amazing how much you can worry about your own kids. And she said that's part of the job of being a parent. But I don't want to pretend to you that I'm always calm and peaceful because it's not true. So today, I'm bearing my heart and sharing where I'm at. And there are a few things I'm learning over these last few days. The ibuprofen makes my daughter feel a lot better, but sometimes she doesn't want to take it. And on a similar note, I've found over the last few days it's been really hard for me to meditate. But in those moments where I'm actually able to get to a peaceful state, it's like taking the medicine. It makes you feel so much better. And another thing I've learned, I've been in touch with Bernie. You know Bernie, he's 102, obviously very vulnerable during this pandemic. So I've been talking to him, staying in touch. And what's so great about Bernie, whatever challenge life throws at him, he embraces it. For most people, the tendency under duress is to duck, cower, hide, worry. It's human nature. But what you see in these really well-adjusted elders, and one thing that we always practice in meditation, sit up straight, rise to the occasion, because life will throw curveballs at you. And I'm sure any of you listening to this who are parents will tell me this will not be the last time I'll worry as a parent. So I'm going to keep practicing my meditation skills so that I can come to what has proven to be my greatest challenge, worrying about my kids. So right now, can you and I come to this meditation together? Can we remember presence, pure presence, is healing medicine? Not to say that takes away and from our worries or solves our problems, but if you want the healing medicine, remember what pure presence can do for you. Note to self. And I think like my three-year-old, sometimes we're real fussy about taking the medicine. We resist, get distracted, forget to stand in the light of pure presence. So take a moment to get more comfortable. And whatever your particular situation today, your worry, your distraction, give yourself this moment of pure presence. Whatever way you've had your share of body blows lately from the pandemic, from work, from relationships, your physical posture symbolizes how you're coming to those challenges. Sit up, heart open, rise to the occasion. Let's come to today's centering thought. Pure positive energy. Pure positive energy. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, pure positive energy. Pure positive energy. If your attention wandered, pure positive energy. coming back to the moment. That felt better, to share that moment with you. I know I'm not the first parent to worry, and certainly we all have our own triggers that make us forget all this meditation stuff. We just lose ourselves. Those are the moments we just have to take the medicine, get into the light, rise above the challenges, tap into pure presence, even for a moment, and pure positive energy. Pure positive energy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
And downs, and there you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Hey now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, and wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop.